I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said that whoever likes that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow in a state that he is pleased. Meaning on the day of judgment, if a person wishes that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is radi with that person, then he must recite salawat abundantly upon me. Meaning the way to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this particular hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the way to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to gain paradise is through the means of reciting salat upon me abundantly. So we should make a habit, and if we do not have this habit, then we should try to instill this habit in our daily basis, that we recite durood, we recite salawat, we recite praises for the most beloved of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Carrying on with our program Deadly Sins, in which we look at those sins which can destroy a person, those sins which take a person away from the right path, those sins which cause a person to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those sins which cause anger to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately those sins which can cause a person to lose his iman. So we have covered various topics in the previous programs, but in this topic, in this program, we will cover a very important and delicate issue. This is something which is linked to all of us. The thing we will talk about has a connection with us. We see that thing, we live with that thing, we speak with those things. And what is that? That is our parents and the rights of our parents and the person who disobeys his parents, the sin of disobeying the parents, the punishment of disobeying the parents, how a person loses everything in this world and the hereafter if he displeases his parents. To understand the rank of our parents, to understand the importance Islam and our deen has given to our parents, which better place to look at than the glorious Quran? That book which is a complete book, a guidance for the believers, in which there is every single thing, in which there is ilm, in which there is adab, there is knowledge, there is etiquette, there is laws, there is physics, biology, everything compiled in one book. And this is the beauty of the Holy Quran, that certain books have certain topics in them, but the Quran is such a book that it contains numerous knowledges in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in part 15, Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 23, Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We will break the ayat down into parts and to understand it and to go into detail. So the first part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and your Lord has commanded that do not worship anybody except Him and treat your parents with goodness. This is the first part of the verse. Now one thing to look at here, and it shows the significance of the parents, is that firstly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us that we do not worship anybody except Him. Meaning the biggest sin a person can commit is to associate partners with Allah. And after preventing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and treat parents with goodness. What does this show us? This shows us the importance of our parents. This shows us the rank of our parents. That after mentioning his own worship, after mentioning that nobody is deserving of worship except me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverts our attention towards our parents and commands us that we must treat them with goodness. It has been stated in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst his companions, and he said that, "Shall I not inform you of the worst sins? Shall I not inform you of the most dangerous, the biggest sins?" And the companions radiallahu anhum who were gathered around him, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, do inform us, please tell us, what are these sins?" And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started by mentioning that a person who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he went on to saying that a person who kills an innocent soul. And the third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is disobeying the parents. So that category of sin in which shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qatal, murder is mentioned, along with those lines, the disobedient of the parents is mentioned. This should scare us, this should show us that the importance of our parents. In today's day and age, our parents are our secondary options. We do not look at them. But carrying on with the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, if one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arms of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Your Lord is well aware of what is in your hearts. If you are righteous, then indeed He is forgiving to those who repent. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is telling us that if one of your parents, meaning if your mother or your father reach old age, or both of them, then do not even say uff to them. And the scholars of language, the scholars of linguistics have written that the word uff is used here, or it has been brought here because there is nothing inferior to this word. There is nothing less than this word a person can say out of frustration or out of anger. If there was, then that word would have been chosen. So this goes to show us that we cannot even show the slightest bit of frustration towards our parents. And if we were to translate this verse into today's language, if our mother tells us to do something and we say no to them, if our father tells us to do something and we say, I know better than you, father, or who are you, what have you done for me, I am not going to listen to you, I'm going to do my own way, then all these translate off. All these modern terms we use, all these modern phrases we use, still denote upon the fact that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us not to use the slightest bit of disrespect, not to use the slightest bit of frustration, and then we go on to saying sentences, we go on to saying words which we will not use for our friends. This is another problem. We speak to our friends very calmly. We speak to our friends with a cheering face, with a smiling face. We obey them, we listen to them. But when the matter comes to our parents, when it comes to obeying our parents, when it comes to listening to our parents, then we do not prioritize them. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention our friends, does not say, don't say uff to your friends, but He says, do not say uff to your parents. This is the status of our parents, and we need to realize this. As a person who disobeys his parents, a person who disrespects his parents, is regarded as a person who commits a major sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us of those who always respect and honor our parents. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on the point that if one or both of them reach old age. Why is this? It's because when the parents reach an old age, the child reaches an age of youth. He reaches an age where his youth is at his prime, where he has feelings, where he has desires, where he wants to achieve a lot of things. And in that illusion, in that time span, he might forget about his parents. Your parents want what is best for you. If you have a business, your parents run a business, they want you to take care of that business. But all your parents demand is a bit of respect and a bit of honor. How sad do you think it must be for that father who is in the home, who has provided the home, who is bringing food to the table, who has raised you, who spent tireless nights raising you, who was out working late all night for you, who sacrificed so much for you, and then when he reaches old age, you do not prioritize him, you do not ask about him, you do not ask about his feelings, you start making decisions on your own. Let me tell you, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, that your parents, do not want to keep hold of you forever. What they do want is to be involved with you. When you make decisions in your life, when you do something important, when you take the next big step, your father wants to be there to see you succeed. Your father wants to be there just to see you succeed. And we deprive our parents of this opportunity as well. We feel like we have done everything. We feel like we bring everything to the table, forgetting the sacrifices our parents made. When we were small, when we were unable to speak, when we were unable to walk, when we were unable to express our feelings, our mothers and fathers knew at that time what we want. And now when Allah has blessed us with the ability to speak, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a voice, we use that same voice against our parents. What kind of justice is this? The justice should have been the way our parents treated us at a young age, we must treat them. That in the middle of the night, if we made the slightest of noise, our mothers would get out of bed, run to the other room to see if my beloved, if my son, if my daughter was at ease. And then our parents are in agony all night. Our parents are in a state of distress all night, and we are sleeping comfortably on our bed. If you think that this time will not come upon you, or you will get away with this, then this, my dear brothers and sisters, is a delusion. Because whatever you do today will come back to you tomorrow. As there is a story mentioned that a person, he was beating up his father at a specific place. And the people were saying, shame on you, what kind of a son are you, what are you doing? And the father replied, do not say anything to him, as I beat my father up at this very place. I hit my father at this very place, and today what I am getting, I am deserving of this. So whatever you are doing with your parents today, be prepared, be ready for that. It's going to happen to you as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As our parents, they have many rights upon us. And some of the rights we will talk about now. One of the rights is that one person, meaning the child, the son, the daughter, should love their parents wholeheartedly, should love their parents with all their heart, with all their love. It should not be a love which is dependent upon things. Was our mother's love dependent upon things? Was her love conditioned by things, that if he sleeps at this time and wakes up at that time and eats this food and doesn't eat that food, then I will love him? No, regardless of how we were, regardless of our habits, regardless of what we used to do, our mothers and fathers were there for us and they loved us in that state. You must have heard this example yourself, that there was a woman and she had lost her child. So she went looking in an area and she seen a group of boys playing, she seen a group of lads playing, and somebody asked her, is your child there? And she said, yes, my child is there. And they asked her, which one of these is your child? And she said, the most beautiful child that is there is my child. And when they brought the child in front of them, he was not very attractive, he was not very good looking, he was not of what we call beautiful, but to that mother, he was the most beautiful of children. Meaning, regardless of how you are, your parents love you so much that we cannot comprehend this. And this is a favor upon us, this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have such people in our life who feed us, who clothe us, who shelter us, who nurture us, who keep us away from the cold, who protect us in the heat, who give everything for us. And what we have to do in return, we have to respect them. We have to love them with all of our hearts. Secondly, a person should speak respectful words of dignity towards his parents. He should not use the same street language he is using inside his home. He should not use the slang which he is using with his friends, with his mother and father. Your mother and father's status is so high that the scholars have written that the Muslims generally, we have a good opinion about them, that they are good people, that they are the people of paradise, that they can lead you to paradise. But only two people's names have been explicitly mentioned in relation to the normal people, and that is your mother and your father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your mother and your father are your gates towards paradise and they are your doors towards hell as well. Meaning, if you obey your parents, if you treat them good, if you are nice to them, you fulfill your rights, then they will lead you into paradise. And if you are wrong with them, if you treat them badly, if you disrespect them, then they will lead you to the fire of hell. My dear brothers, the virtue and the respect and the honor of the parents is such that if a person looks at the face of his parents in a state of happiness, in a state of calmness, with a smile on his face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes the reward of one accepted hajj in his account. Somebody asked that if I was to smile at my parents 100 times, will I get the reward of 100 accepted Hajj? And the answer was given, yes. Even if you were to look at your parents 100 times in a day, with happiness on your face, with contentment on your face, showing signs that you are pleased to see your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward of 100 Hajj. And not any Hajj, but those Hajj which are accepted in the court of Allah. Subhanallah. Who else's face can you look at to gain such a reward? Who else can you speak with love and dignity that you will be given the same reward? Who else has been described as the door towards paradise? Nobody except your mothers and your fathers. So I urge you, I request you that those brothers and sisters and the viewers of Money Channel whose parents are alive, honor them, value them. Because once they have gone, then you will realize the true status of the parents. There is a story that once, at the end of i'tikaf, the brothers were sat together and everybody was excited to meet their parents. One person was saying that I'm going to meet my parents and I'm going to kiss the hands of my parents. The other brother was like, I'm going to take sweets for my parents. I'm going to take fruit from my parents. I'm going to take gifts for my parents. And one brother was sat there and he said, I'm going to take flowers for my parents. And somebody asked him, that, does your parents like flowers? He goes, no, because when I leave this i'tikaf, when I leave this masjid, I'm going to go to the graveyard and I'm going to place the flowers on the grave of my mother. And when the brothers heard this, they were shocked that the brothers were planning to go home to their parents who are alive, who are breathing, who they can look at and gain the reward of Hajj. But this brother is deprived of this blessing. This brother has to go to the graveyard to visit his parents. This brother has to go to the graveyard to sense the warmth of a mother. But we can go home and hug our mothers. We can go home and kiss the hands and the feet of our parents. The feeling we have, the part of life which we are going through of the person whose parents are alive, you have to ask the person whose parents have gone this feeling. He is willing to give up every single thing just to look at the gaze of his mother. He is willing to give up everything just to gaze upon the face of his father. Sometimes what happens is when we are out, we get distracted by time and our parents start ringing us. Our parents start ringing us, we look at our phone, we see mom, we see dad, and we put the phone down. We do this, we ignore our parents. But that day when that call stops coming, that day when you do not see the sign of mom on your phone, when you do not see dad on your phone, then you will realize what blessings you have missed upon. So we should always respect and honor our parents. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what we also need to realize is the importance of the dua of our parents. That a person is going through difficulties, a person is going through hardship, but because of the dua, because of the prayer the mother makes or the father makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make all his matters easy. And to put into context the power of dua, to put into context the importance and the acceptance of a mother's dua, listen to the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam once said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I wish to see my neighbor in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, go to such and such a place and you will find a butcher there. And that butcher is your neighbor in paradise. So Sayyidina Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam went to that butcher and they said to him that, I am a traveler, I am in need for a place to stay, can you help me? And that person said, yes, come home with me. So when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to that person's home and the food was cooked, he would place a bite in a basket which was placed next to him, and then he would put a bite in his mouth. Then he would place a morsel in the basket and then he would place a morsel in his own mouth. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, what is it? What is in the basket? Why do you keep putting food in that basket? And that butcher replies that, my mother is in this basket. She's very old. I look after her. I clean her. I clothe her. I give her food. And she has been with me like this. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, for how many years have you been doing this service? And the person replied, for 10 years I have been looking after my mother in this way. And he said that, does your mother not have any wish? And the man said that, my mother is always doing one dua. That, oh Allah, make my son the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise. And do not grant me death before I look at the face of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this and he revealed his identity, then the woman looked at the face of the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, and she passed away. And that person was given the glad tidings of being the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is this? How did he achieve this? How did he gain such a high status? This was through the blessings and the power of the dua of the mother. And this is what we need to realize, that those brothers, those viewers of Madni channel whose parents are alive, and especially your mother. A father, we can sometimes behave in a different way, but with a mother, she has a soft heart. Women in generally have soft hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made women better at loving than men. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them mothers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that, Ya Rasulullah, who has the most right upon us? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother. And the question was asked again, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother. And the question was asked for the third time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother. And when it was asked again, then he said, your father. Why is this? It's because the mother endures, goes through more difficulty than the father. Firstly, the mother carries you in her stomach for 9 months. After that, the pain of labors in which she could lose her life. And then after that, the breastfeeding era, the suckling era of 2 years, in which she goes through the difficulty of keeping you with her. Due to this reason, the mother has a higher status than the father. But having said that, we should not undermine our fathers. We should not put them to their side. We should not think that they are money-making machines and we only speak to them when we need something. No, the happiness of Allah lies in the happiness of the father. And the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the anger of the father. So, to brief everything, if you want to have a successful life, if you want to have a good life, if you want to achieve your dreams in this life, then make your parents happy. Because if your parents are happy, then your Rabb is happy, your Lord is happy. And if your Lord is happy, then He will bestow you with the ni'mas and the blessings that you desire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are obedient to our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who respect and honor our parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make us of those who speak harshly or disrespect their parents. Ameen bi jahin nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.